It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bells. Long as he is the good news.
Oh, I heard the bells ring, ladies and gentlemen.
Not necessarily the news.
And a festive Friday installment of it. Welcome our Hank Facebook Livers. But not necessarily the news. Truly the gift that keeps on giving all year long, Clark. Let's find out.
Let's start right out.
All right.
Hey, what happened?
Well, today's the day. It is a mere 168 million miles from us, but it's as close as this Atlas 31 comet is going to get. But that's close enough, because as we've talked about, this is weird. Something's strange with this one. But it is making its pass as we speak right now. And then it should zip back out into the galaxy and away from us, out of our solar system. That is, of course, unless there are aliens on it.
And what's its name again?
It is 31 Atlas.
Okay, 31 Atlas. Hi, now. Atlas.
So, yeah, big shout out up there.
It's
sped up, by the way, in the 24 hours yet again.
Oh, good.
For seemingly no reason whatsoever.
No, it's
and
in a hurry to get
changed colors here. To now green, which is at least festive.
Merry Christmas.
For the occasion, and happens to be the colors of the wedding. So
everyone's invited.
That you too, aliens. Well, honestly, we'll give you a VIP wristband if you show up there.
I think he was maybe trying to get here to help you clean last night.
I mean, we told Deborah Ferguson at NBC5 that we've got a news story for you at the wedding, and that would be quite the guest. So, anyway, hopefully it's friendly or just a comet, but they may have aliens. Fear not, we have Gary Busey. So we'll take him on that way.
So there's a lot of gifts that you can get this time of year. You never know what you're going to wind up with, but the worst of the worst? Well, we've come up with those as well. According to Florida International University, the worst of the worst include gym memberships, exercise equipment, fitness watches, weight loss products like detox teas, pre-packed healthy meals or diet plans.
These sound fun.
Self-help books.
Yeah.
And, gift cards for Botox.
Get the new Dr. Feelgood book he was hawking yesterday on the show.
No, that's not a present.
What was it? How to unhook what you've hooked up with for the holidays?
Oh. 6 more shopping days till Christmas.
Well, I don't know what any of that means.
Tis the season.
It does not sound good.
How about new camera angles? This is fun over here. I'm having a blast on Hank Facebook Live. Enjoy it. All right. The Greg Biffle story. Former NASCAR champion driver drove for years that number 16 Roush Fenway Ford, Greg Biffle, passing away along with, tragically, his wife and kids in a Cessna C-550 plane crash yesterday. So this was sparse details that came out, and it was one of those, I don't know if we need to believe this quite yet, and it was reported that Greg Biffle was involved on that, but yes, it turns out. It was just outside, north of Charlotte, Statesville Regional Airport, and they took off. They were heading down to Florida, but 26 minutes after the aircraft took off from that, it turned around and then crashed upon landing there. So, some in the sport didn't like him. He was very old school when he drove. I mean, he fit right in there with the likes of Mark Martin and the Labonte's and stuff like that. But just a stellar guy. Had him on the show a bunch.
Oh.
And he was a pilot himself. They haven't said if he was flying or not. But joint statements from all NASCAR community, NASCAR themselves, and all pretty much echoing the same thing. But great guy, and really, really tragic, too, losing his daughter, Emma, Christina, and Ryder there. So we'll have more on that as we go. But that's just, that is one of those, I hate having to report that. Moving on.
Miranda Lambert, not just a singer and songwriter anymore. She's unleashing her inner Taylor Sheridan with a brand new TV series. She's producing a show about a messy female friendship as one lady tries to leave a bad marriage. So they start over in a tiny Texas town.
Oh.
But they quickly discover the house has as many secrets as the residents. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Look for that on Hulu in the very near future. Also, showing that every saint has a past and every sinner a future, Jelly Roll getting quite a Christmas treat and was pardoned for his past crimes by Governor Bill Lee from Tennessee, who called his story a powerful and redemptive one.
There you go, Jelly Roll. He's had quite the 2025, hadn't he? And it might be quite the 2026. President Trump announced the Patriot Games. This will be a competition next fall featuring one young man and one young woman. This is from the press release from each state and territory. It is all to celebrate the nation's 250th anniversary. And it'll feature, quote, the greatest high school athletes. And while it's unlikely, has anybody else heard this plot before? I just wanted to, may the odds.
Oh, near.
What district are we? 13?
Alito.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Win.
Yeah, we just got bumped up to 6A, so what is that?
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
I volunteer as tribute.
I see you, Frisco.
I volunteer as tribute.
Hidden Valley Ranch, well, that recall is leaving a lot of us with, you know, questions. What do we do? Fear not. Wendy's is coming in clutch because they've made the bold announcement to once again offer sweetened sauce with their food. Apparently fans going wild on social media when they discontinued it on October 9th. Three quarters of Americans feel that condiments make the meal.
In other food news, I like saying that. A Home Alone inspired gingerbread house of the McAllister residence from the movie broke a Guinness World Record yesterday for the largest gingerbread house. It's Disney actually built it in Hollywood.
Oh, Imagineers.
To celebrate the movie's 35th anniversary. That is 34 feet long, 58 feet wide, and over 22 feet tall. And it does not float, as we know from yesterday.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
Hank FM.